cobuzz.com. Rencontre par Marc Zisman.
C'est Didi, Darren et Thomas.
Ouais.
Vous sortez votre deuxième album qui s'intitule Ternion. The new album Ternion is just going to be released. La première question qu'on a envie de vous poser, c'est le si difficile deuxième album, the so difficult second album. Everybody's like a sticker, comme un autocollant qu'on met sur le dos des albums en général. So, was it as so difficult as people say? Est-ce que ça a été aussi difficile de préparer un deuxième album que ce que la légende dit en général?
For us, no. really, no. We wanted to make sure it was right, to take our time, but we never had serious question marks in our head about direction.
On a voulu prendre notre temps et on n'a pas pris ça trop au sérieux, on voulait juste avoir un peu la direction où on voulait aller.
We knew we wanted to do something slightly different to the first album.
On voulait faire quelque chose d'assez différent par rapport au premier album.
And fortunately, we felt within ourselves what that was.
Au fond de nous-mêmes, on savait ce que c'était.
So it was not. We feel anyway. It wasn't too painful.
Ça n'a pas été si douloureux que ça. Est-ce que vous pensez qu'en fait, quand on construit justement un deuxième album comme ça, ça doit être aussi un peu contre le précédent? Does it have to be a little bit against the previous one?
I think naturally when you create, a bit of that happens naturally in you. You want to do something different, certainly.
Quand vous créez quelque chose, vous avez de toute façon tendance à vouloir faire quelque chose de différent.
But it wasn't really against it. We still feel very fond of the first record, but we wanted to push ourselves and develop and to really do something different for us and for the people listening.
Mais c'est pas jusqu'à aller contre. On n'a pas regretté ce premier album. C'est plus effectivement développer quelque chose de vraiment différent. Est-ce que vous aviez vraiment une sorte de plan précis par rapport aux idées que vous vouliez développer sur cet album? Did you have like a precise like roadmap regarding the songs you wanted to have on this second album? Ou est-ce que les choses sont arrivées pendant l'enregistrement en studio, étape par étape, step by step, or things happen step by step?
I think we did a lot of songs, but some songs started to just stand out more than others, and that sort of dictated the direction.
On avait pas mal de chansons et effectivement certaines sont sorties du lot et ont donné un peu la direction de l'album. So does that mean that there was not like a precise goal or something? Ça veut dire justement qu'il n'y avait pas vraiment un but précis?
No, it was like a journey where we felt like we could see where we were going.
C'est comme un voyage où on savait exactement où on voulait aller.
And we weren't that bothered about exactly which route we took.
Mais par contre, on savait pas exactement la route qu'on allait prendre.
But we had quite a good map.
Mais on avait quand même une bonne carte routière avec nous. Vous avez travaillé avec Luke Smith sur cet album. Vous avez travaillé avec You Work with Luke Smith, Work with like Depeche Mode, Falls, etc.
Yeah.
etc. Quel rôle joue une personne comme ça à la production dans votre univers? Est-ce que c'est facile d'inviter quelqu'un dans son propre monde? Is it easy to have like a, not a force member, but in your own world, but to invite a stranger in a way?
Well, part of that process for us is actually not having someone that will tread too much on the things that we've already done.
Vous voulez quelque chose qui ait travaillé avec des choses qu'on a vraiment déjà fait?
Yeah, because Thomas is doing like the production of all of our demos, and you know, one something that Luke was very impressed with actually was how well developed they already were.
So. Luke était déjà assez impressionné par toutes les démos qu'avait développé Thomas déjà. Right. Thomas.
But of course, it gets to the point when you're in the studio and we spent a lot of time. We was eating breakfast in there with him, lunch, dinner, everything, and we.
On a passé beaucoup de temps ensemble. On déjeunait, on prenait le petit déj ensemble.
Yeah. We became very close, and you know, you trust him, and he trusts us, and you'd have to let some things go.
Il faut que les choses viennent naturellement. Est-ce que vous pensez qu'un bon producteur c'est aussi un bon psy? Do you think that a good producer has to be a good shrink in a way?
Yeah, I think different bands need different things, but I think
chaque groupe différent, enfin, a besoin de choses différentes.
But I think every producer needs to understand the group, and maybe that means them getting more involved, sometimes standing back. It is a very people. I think the music industry is very people orientated. And it's important that whoever you work with, in whatever you do, you have to understand each other.
C'est très important d'écouter chaque personne. C'est très orienté vers les gens. Il faut vraiment laisser cette compréhension de l'autre rentrer là-dedans. Quand vous avez commencé à écrire les chansons de ce nouvel album, est-ce que vous aviez le son qui collait à ces chansons? When you start writing the songs of this new album, do you immediately add in mind the sound that you wanted to have with it? Or stuff happens in the studio during the recording, did you experiment some stuff?
It's very intuitive. It starts and then something will get put on top of this in probably with me at a laptop or the computer, just doing quick ideas.
Tout a été assez intuitif et des choses qui étaient sur le portable, sur l'ordinateur, et avec des idées qui sont venues au fur et à mesure.
And then things will develop on top of them until they become something approaching a demo.
Et petit à petit, ça a grandi et c'est devenu des démos.
And then, yeah, then the song will grow, and that's it, really. There's never a plan, we're gonna do this. It's always quite, you know.
Il n'y a pas vraiment de plan, les choses se passent comme ça. Est-ce que ça veut dire qu'il y a parfois des surprises, ou il y a des erreurs qui arrivent, qui donnent un résultat positif? Sometimes it's like surprises, or mistakes that give like a great result.
All the time, all the time, happy mistakes. The programming maybe changes and you think I like this, or you record a big guitar part and you chop a small section, you think that's it, that I hadn't planned for that to be it, but that's the hook or that's the bit of the song that's best.
Est-ce que quand vous êtes dans le studio durant l'enregistrement, est-ce que vous êtes très méticuleux? You take care about all the technical side of the recording. Are you like maniacs or?
No, not main. No, we're quite relaxed about it. We try and make it sound good, but
non, reste know, assez cool. On veut juste que ça sonne bien.
You know, we record at decent bit rates, and you know, we know that you have to have the source of the sound needs to be good.
Il faut que la source du son soit bonne.
But it can still have character. It doesn't have to be, you know, perfectly clean. It can still have some.
Il faut qu'il y ait de la personnalité.
Yeah.
Il ne faut pas que ce soit trop clean. J'ai vu qu'il y avait une version acoustique de What's Mine, What's Yours. You did an acoustic version of What's Yours. Does that mean that a song has to go through this key tunnel of like acoustic to show that it's a real song or not?
Yeah, we've done a few more versions actually,
on a fait plusieurs versions.
Which you can get on different versions of the album, but it's something that's very nice. It's really nice when we do it acoustically and it still works. It's really.
C'est très bien quand une chanson qu'on fait quand elle passe aussi bien de manière acoustique.
But often, you know, that song is very piano led anyway on the record. You know,
c'est une chanson qui est déjà très piano, donc un peu acoustique déjà. Don't you ever ask me what's mine? I will never tell you what's yours. I will never tell you what's yours.
smile. I will never tell you what's yours. Even though you feel lost in it, you can't treat a memory like that.
Even if your music is like a mix of like rock or pop or an electronic music and any kind of label we can put on it, it's still very songs oriented. Mm. Is it some things which is essential for you? Even if your music is listening by like DJs and there's like a big amount of electronic influences, it's still songs before everything. Is it like something essential for you? Est-ce que c'est quelque chose pour vous d'essentiel, mais même s'il y a beaucoup d'influences électro ou disco ou autre, on sent quand même qu'avant toute chose, écrire une chanson, c'est quelque chose d'essentiel pour vous.
I think we're quite traditional in our style of songs.
On est assez traditionnel finalement dans notre style de chanson.
We like a beginning, a middle, and an end.
On aime bien avoir un début, un milieu, une fin.
And we usually like the end to sort of get bigger.
Et on aime qu'à la fin ça devienne grand, que ça explose.
So yeah, I think we're traditional songwriters.
Oui, les songwriters traditionnels, c'est quelque chose qui nous tient à cœur. Est-ce que ça veut dire que parfois vous pensez que même dans quand il y a trop d'électronique, when there's too much electronics, it can kill this aspect. It can be dangerous. Ça peut tuer cet aspect-là et ça peut devenir dangereux. Is it can you can be trapped sometimes by like too much technology?
Yeah, maybe. I think it's important to focus on the key part of the song, whatever that might be.
C'est essentiel de se concentrer sur les parties essentielles justement des chansons.
So it could be a particular piece of electronic equipment that is absolutely central to the sound of the song.
Ça peut être malgré tout effectivement une partie électronique qui peut être le cœur de la chanson.
But if you put lots of things on anything, then it might get muddy and you have less of an identity.
Avec plus d'identité. Comment vous gérez tout le côté effectivement influence et les étiquettes qu'on aime coller sur les groupes? How do you deal all the influences aspect and all the stickers that people, journalists, or can put on your back?
Oh, I don't know.
Well, it normally happens after we've made the music. So
de toute façon, ça se passe après qu'on ait fait la musique.
So you know, when we were making the record, we were just in the room together making it, and then it's after everyone starts saying it's a bit like this. So
c'est juste après. De toute façon, on a fini notre album. Les gens disent si ou ça.
You have to be prepared. People will hear lots of different things. Some people think it sounds like this, and that's once we have finished with it, we give it to other people to listen, enjoy, and interpret.
Quand on a fini, nous on le donne aux gens. Après, les gens l'interprètent, en font ce qu'ils veulent. Et jusqu'ici, tout ce que les influences qu'on a citées, que ce soit, je ne sais pas, des influences comme ESG ou Talking Heads pour les plus anciens, from like all those influences like Talking Heads or ESG or I don't know, certain ratio, that for the most ancient, and peut-être des choses comme plus récentes comme LCD Sound System ou Chic Chic Chic, all these kind of influences where you like. You find weird, you say, yeah, why not? I mean, yeah, you don't have to be ashamed of...
Some of them, why not? Some of them are strange, you know. We've had like B-52s.
On nous a comparé aux B-52s. Bizarre.
Very strange. But
someone
heard it, so, you know.
Mais quelqu'un a dû entendre ça dedans.
So we generally, it's not something to worry about, really.
On s'en moque un peu, c'est pas très important.
Yeah.
Est-ce qu'il y a des groupes actuels avec lesquels vous vous sentez proche au niveau, enfin, musicalement, philosophiquement? Is there some bands today that you feel close to musically or on the spiritual side?
Not
that much.
We don't really feel like we're part of a scene in any way.
On ne sent pas faisant partie d'une scène quelconque.
And I think music is so spread out now that we might hear.
La musique est tellement vaste maintenant.
We might hear a really great dance track and then we might hear someone just playing something really simple the piano. We like so many things.
On aime tellement de choses. On peut adorer un morceau d'électro pur et tout à coup un morceau de piano tout simple.
Yes. So and the three of us have different tastes and we play songs to each other or albums that we like.
On a vraiment des goûts très différents et on se joue pas mal. Enfin, on se fait passer des morceaux qu'on aime bien. Différemment. Justement, how was it from day one? to decide to make a band, form a band, to say, okay, we're not just playing in the living room or in the garage or whatever. Mm. We're going to do something and maybe we're going to invite another person to listen to it. Mm. Comment ça s'est passé le premier jour justement quand vous avez décidé de faire un groupe, de vous réunir tous les trois, de faire de la musique et de la faire écouter à quelqu'un? Do you remember this first, really
yeah,
the first
well.
First
yeah.
time?
Very well.
Oui, on se souvient vraiment très bien.
The first night we made music, we remember very well.
La première nuit, on a fait
And then the first time we were in Darren's flat.
On était chez Darren.
We asked two or three friends to come and listen to some songs.
On a demandé à quelques amis de venir écouter les chansons.
And then we suggested doing a show and we had to persuade Didi because she had never done any music before.
On a réussi à convaincre Didi. Was it difficult? C'était difficile?
Yeah. I didn't want to do it.
Je voulais pas au début. Oh.
But we made her. And yeah, it was all of these steps are very sort of they were very it was quite a nice journey and quite controlled.
C'était un comme un voyage mais qui s'est vraiment déroulé de manière très but, très agréable.
But quite quick as well
because, et en même temps très rapide. Mm.
Yeah, it was lovely. It was a nice formation of a special thing that still goes today.
C'est vraiment quelque chose qui était vraiment unique et qui continue aujourd'hui et qui s'est effectivement passé très vite.
And we played in East London.
On a joué dans l'East London.
And then I think the next sort of big step to feel like it was going to be something a bit more serious was when we played Transmusical.
Et c'est quand on a joué au Transmusical de Rennes où là vraiment on a vraiment passé un cap et on s'est rendu compte que c'était vraiment énorme. Were you afraid actually that means that something happens so quickly? Que ça se passe si rapidement?
Well, you don't know. Sometimes you don't. I mean, with Transmusical, we didn't know so much what was going to happen. You know,
on savait pas ce qui allait se passer au Trans, donc.
You just say yes.
On a dit oui.
And then you turn up, and then it's very exciting, and you play, and
on
then
joue, et puis voilà.
People start saying, "Oh," and they book you for something else, and but like Thomas said, it actually feels quite slow, like a good progress for us.
Comme dit Thomas, finalement, c'est une progression qui en même temps s'est déroulée tout à fait sainement pour nous.
And then occasionally. You do find yourself stood on a really big stage with lots of people, and you feel like there's been a bit of a jump. But it's funny. But we have each other to, you know, we look at each other and we find it funny.
On s'est retrouvés sur des grands concerts en se regardant, genre, oh là là, mais qu'est-ce qu'on fait là?
Rue du Rock, Saint-Malo.
La route du Rock, ouais, Saint-Malo.
Yeah, this is like we played là, after, vraiment fou. After Massive Attack.
On est passé après Massive Attack.
Il y avait
8 000 personnes devant nous. Ouf.
Pretty full on. Yeah.
Ouais, c'était. Actually, so I guess you were what surprised by the success of the first album. Vous avez été surpris d'ailleurs par le succès du premier album.
Yeah, I think maybe.
Ouais,
we were very pleased by how people received
it.
And the response we get at festivals, and yeah, we don't feel like we're a big band at all. We feel like we're starting, really. But
on se considère pas vraiment comme un grand groupe. Pour nous, c'est juste encore le début. On est content.
But we're very pleased with how many people know about us and the chance we have to build on what we've done so far.
Needing someone to blame, but who was it?
quand vous avez commencé, vous avez voulu faire écouter la musique à des amis, comme vous l'avez dit au début. Est-ce que c'était évident pour vous que vous aviez quelque chose à dire? When you decided to play your music to friends in the beginning, was it obvious for you that you had something to say?
I think we felt we were quite, yeah, I think we knew quite quickly that we had something that people might like.
Ouais, on s'est dit effectivement assez rapidement qu'on avait sans doute quelque chose à dire qui pouvait plaire aux gens.
For us, it felt quite exciting and fresh, and I think other people thought, yeah, this is pretty cool.
Et c'est effectivement ce qui s'est passé. Les gens étaient assez.
So then it was up to us to really develop it, which we tried to do.
Ouais, c'est comme ça que ça s'est développé. You cover songs sometimes. You did like The Horrors or
yeah.
Pet Shop Boys or whatever. Yeah, is it essential for you to cover a song? Because it was a tradition at a certain time, and people, I mean, bands try not to do that much.
Yeah.
Is it something which is a...
Yeah, we don't mind. No, Pet Shop Boys was just an idea, and that was for someone asked for a cover. Someone just asked us to do one, and so we did it. And then the Horrors was just an idea that someone said, why don't we do some... do a couple of covers for this album to help go along with it. So we did it. If we're not enjoying trying to do it, we'll just say, no, I'm not going to do that.
Ouais, c'est-à-dire qu'on le fait. Yeah. Voilà, Pet Shop Boys, c'était vraiment un projet comme ça, mais effectivement, c'est quelque chose qui nous... Donc, on le fait, c'est qu'on a vraiment envie de le faire, de toute façon.
Yeah, but I think it doesn't hurt. It's, if it comes easily, then why not? Just do a quick cover.
Si ça vient facilement, pourquoi pas? C'est toujours bon.
That's it.
Vous avez dit au début que finalement, vous aviez des personnalités... musical, vous écoutiez des choses très différentes. You said in the beginning that you were listening to very different stuff. Est-ce que c'est important pour vous d'être un fan de musique pour faire de la musique? Is it essential for you to be a music fan, to do music yourself?
I think you have to like music to some extent.
Ouais, vous devez de toute façon aimer un peu la musique.
But it depends.
Est-ce que ça peut être dangereux? Can it be dangerous to like too much music, actually? Because when you know that you have to...
Yeah.
Personally, I think when we are in our creative space,
quand on est dans notre espace de création,
something really different from anything else that's ever going on in life begins to happen.
Quelque chose de vraiment différent.
You know, so you listen, you have all the records that you like, or the movies.
Aime,
you know, the movie inspires you, or you go to a concert and you think, wow, that performance was amazing. I love that song.
C'est le concert, ça va vachement vous influencer.
And even though we may discuss this, we may share things with each
other.
Et quand
on échange, quand on discute.
I think when the three of us are sat making our own music, it's really a different world. And
et quand on vraiment fait notre musique, c'est vraiment quelque chose de différent.
So we're very relaxed about maybe in the studio. I might say, oh, I heard this really great song today, and we play it on the stereo.
Donc j'aime bien parfois, ouais, j'entends quelque chose de
but
bien.
But that inspiration goes into you and it makes you feel good, but it's not necessarily a direct influence on our music. You know,
voilà, mais c'est pas obligatoirement pour ça que ça aura une influence sur notre musique.
It's just nice, I think, maybe to see other people making really good things, and it makes you think, I want to actually make something as good, you know. So
c'est effectivement plus quelque chose d'avoir envie de dire, voilà, j'ai envie de faire quelque chose aussi bien que ça. You agree?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oui.
Absolument.
Oui. Absolument. Absolument. 100%. What kind of listener are you? Quel type de mélomane vous êtes? Are you like big music addict? Do you download a lot? Do you listen to a lot of stuff? Do you go to a lot of gigs? Est-ce que vous écoutez beaucoup? Vous téléchargez beaucoup?
At different stages through maybe what we're up to. On the tour bus, it's quite hard actually to access lots of new music.
Pendant le bus de tournée en tournée, c'est toujours difficile d'écouter de la nouvelle musique.
But so you have your iPod.
Alors on a notre iPod.
So you listen to stuff you have. I think when we have times where we're maybe trying to write more and listen to more things, maybe for inspiration, then yeah, we'll search out new things.
On écoute des nouvelles choses parfois.
Yeah, but
we also at festivals we always try and go and see.
Au festival, quand on va dans les festivals, on essaie d'écouter les autres groupes.
An opportunity.
Yeah, that's lovely. A festival where you stumble across three or four things.
Ça, c'est l'avantage des festivals.
It's one of the nicest things about what we do. But yeah, we're not like always, because you need a bit of space to sort.
On n'est pas tout le temps collé avec le casque sur les oreilles. On a aussi besoin d'espace.
Yeah, so it's nice to have a bit of a balance.
C'est bien d'avoir une bonne balance entre les deux. Vous pensez qu'on est dans une société actuellement où justement il y a du son, du bruit, de la musique tout le temps? You think we live in a world today that there's music, sounds, noise, always, everywhere?
Yeah.
Oui.
Yeah, I do think you can't. You turn on the telly or you listen to. There's always someone trying to play some music to you.
Il y a toujours quelqu'un qui essaie de jouer de la
musique. It's nice to have a bit of a break from it sometimes.
Un break parfois. You agree?
Yes.
Yeah. I think the best things, ouais, though, are always you have to search for... Like, there is music everywhere, but...
Il y a de la musique partout.
I do think the good stuff, the really good stuff, still requires a little bit of work.
Demande
which is
de
why
travail.
People still love music, it's why they...
C'est pour ça que les gens écoutent même toujours
they
la
still
musique.
Love, you know, downloading something or going to the record shop or whatever, however they choose.
That's why,
it's why they still like it, because you actually do have to search a bit for the good stuff.
Mm. Il faut chercher vraiment les, nice. Les bonnes choses. Did you find some good stuff recently? Vous avez trouvé des bonnes choses récemment? Old stuff, maybe, that you rediscover. Des choses anciennes, mais pas obligatoirement des nouveautés. Not always like new releases, but... Did you have some recent discoveries that blow your mind?
There's a few new things we like. I like the new Cloud Nothings.
J'aime bien
record,
Cloud Nothing.
I think it's coming out maybe whenever it's going to be very soon.
Il sort bientôt.
We listen to lots of new things. I haven't listened to so much old things recently.
J'ai pas écouté de vieux trucs récemment qui m'est renversé. And you guys? Not
I
some
listen
reason.
To, yeah, I don't know really.
No,
if you turn on the radio. I don't really know. I listen to everything and nothing. I don't really know.
Beaucoup de choses et rien en même temps.
I'm terrible at sort of saying, yeah, I listen to this. You know, we listen to.
I like the radio.
J'aime bien la radio.
Online radio. Sometimes
radio,
they play more things that you wouldn't, that you might not know. Especially evening radio tend to play more obscure things.
Ils passent des choses plus obscures, moins connues. And so it's a time to discover some.
Yeah, I think so.
C'est vraiment à ce moment-là qu'on découvre. Comment vous abordez le live et qu'est-ce que ça représente dans la globalité de votre projet dans We Have Been? What live and gigs, doing gigs, represent in the for We Have Been? Do you feel more like a studio band or is it something different? Is it?
It's because we've always played a lot live.
On a joué beaucoup de concerts.
Even
beaucoup de concerts.
Though we're originally maybe more electronic, but. No, for us, the live experience is about just representing the record in the best way.
C'est vraiment
way.
La meilleure manière de présenter l'album.
We don't have like a separation between... We try to play the record live in a way that makes sense.
On essaie de donner l'album, enfin de jouer l'album dans d'une manière qui donne vraiment du sens.
Yeah, so it involves, yeah, really embracing what is on the record and trying to communicate that to people.
On essaie de communiquer ça aux gens.
So there is a very close bond between live and the recorded side of things for us. But the performance is something different. You have to perform, and you know you have to engage. And
mais donner des concerts, c'est vraiment quelque chose d'à part. Il faut vraiment il y a une communication.
But it's something that we do enjoy. We love playing live. Yeah.
Mais vraiment, c'est quelque chose qu'on aime beaucoup. How do you? Where Cobuzz is like a downloading site website. We sell like high quality music downloads. Is it something important for you that the quality that people listen to the music? We used to talk about this. Noise and music everywhere, every time. Is it important for you that people are not just listening to music with compression,
yeah,
or you don't really care?
I think it isn't. I think when you hear the difference between a compressed MP3 and a nice sounding WAV, it's.
Quand on peut vraiment entendre la différence facilement entre une compression MP3.
I think most people would really hear the difference. Some people can't. I think it's
d'autres
important
non.
To try to hear music in a good
mais c'est important
with
d'écouter
good
la musique.
Yeah.
It would be quite nice actually in this, you know, digital age if people actually rediscovered how the quality you can. I think people don't realize how good you could, which is what you do. What you do is so great.
Oui, c'est ce qui effectivement, ce qui est hallucinant, c'est que dans cette ère digitale, ça serait vraiment bien que les gens redécouvrent comment les disques sonnaient avant.
Because there's nothing wrong. I mean, CDs, they're crack, plastic. You know, there's nothing wrong
plastique.
With not wanting a physical product. There's
ouais,
nothing wrong with.
Il y a rien de mal à ne pas vouloir un support physique, yeah. Mais c'est le.
But actually, you can still listen to it amazingly in your living room or wherever.
On peut l'entendre
know,
dans votre salon ou ailleurs.
People know that,
mais les gens malheureusement sont pas souvent au courant qu'effectivement il y a une différence de son. Le nouvel album est juste fini, mais est-ce que vous êtes des sortes de compulsifs du travail? Vous avez déjà plein de chansons prêtes. The new album is just going to be released, but do you have already like tons of songs in your pockets? Do you already want to? Or it's
we're
just
thinking. One? We're thinking a lot about the new album. We want to get started quite soon.
On pense déjà à l'album, au troisième album, et on a envie de le commencer assez rapidement.
Yeah, we
rapidement,
have. I think we really want to actually. We want to get going.
On veut vraiment continuer.
Yeah. No, I think it would be exciting to start new things. Yeah.
On a vraiment envie de commencer. Is it like just songs? Is it like sound ideas? C'est juste des chansons, des idées de son?
It's maybe I have like 10 or so 20 second clips of music.
C'est plutôt des passages
we'll
de 20 secondes.
We'll get played between the three of us.
Qu'on se passe entre nous.
See if anything inspires us. The same as we've done things before. But we're talking about trying to get our own studio, a permanent studio.
Ah, on voudrait essayer effectivement d'avoir notre propre studio. You don't have right now.
Not really. We move around in different places.
On se déplace en fait beaucoup.
But we'd like to get somewhere for maybe 6 months to really have a different way of approaching.
On aimerait vraiment effectivement pouvoir bosser pendant 6 mois dans un vrai studio. Okay. So thank you, we have been.
Merci.
So
merci.
Your new album entitled Turnion is going to be released by Naïve and is available on Cobuz on the Studio Masters Quality Sound. Thank you.
Thank you.
Rencontre par Marc Zisman.